Saffron and Perry, Episode 1, in which Saffron acquires new responsibility and our heroes have kebab for lunch. Hello, this is the Magic Support Department. Perry speaking.
Hi, Perry. It's Saffron. Listen, Perry, super quick question. How do you kill a-
Reminder, these calls are recorded.
Right, of course. I keep forgetting that. How do you kill a really bad vibe? Like, a mood that's got my client trapped in this really nasty funk. How do you kill that?
Did you try something comforting?
Groovy. Like... Thanks, Perry. You're the best.
One, two, three... Hello?
I keep forgetting to call your mobile phone for this kind of thing. Hurry, how do you kill a zombie?
Why is there a zombie?
Tell you later, promise. Over that kebab place you love so much.
Shot to the head ought to do it.
Does it have to be, like, silver or something?
No, that's werewolves. Listen, you should really think about-
Great, thanks. Love you, bye!
Hello, this is Magic Support. Perry speaking.
Perry, hi. How do you... Oh, wait.
Hey, Saffron.
How do you find a zombie?
You lost it?
While we're talking, yeah. I think that talk about murdering it freaked it out or something.
It understood you! Saffron, please make sure it's an actual zombie before shooting it.
Yeah. Zombie finding. How?
Be quiet.
Excuse me?
Just be quiet for half a minute.
Well, fine.
Shh!
Heard that?
Yeah?
Follow that scream.
Gotcha. Gotta fly.
Saffron. Hello, Magic Support. This is Perry.
Hi.
Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm having trouble finding my assignment.
Sorry, but are you sure you have the right number?
Pretty sure. They even told me to ask for Perry.
Oh, sorry. It's just not often we get, I mean, we never get- never mind. So, assignment? You're one of the co-op students?
Yes, I'm in my first year.
Well, you're not really supposed to call me for schoolwork, but I'd take a look at your assignment sheet if I were you. If I remember the academy correctly, there should be an assignment name or target name on there somewhere.
Yes, I see it.
Great. Now, what part of the library are you in?
Library?
Yes. Ask around for the magic mirrors.
Pardon?
Don't worry about it. I know they sound scary, but they'll be happy to help. The magic mirrors are also the distress department here in the company, and they're lovely. Obsessed with rhymes, but lovely.
No, I mean, I'm not in the library anymore. I kind of left. I left ages ago when I got my assignment.
You just left? Without researching anything at all?
Yes.
Ugh, when's this due?
End of the day.
Okay, no problem. Who else is in your group?
Just me.
Really? Is that even allowed?
I don't know, but it's just me.
Oh boy. Didn't you notice your fellow classmates lining up to use the magic mirrors?
Now that you mention it...
And you never thought to question why they're doing it?
Never mind. Sorry to bother you. Bye.
Ugh, stupid kid.
Hello, this is the Academy, Head of the Fairy Godmother Department, Professor Holla speaking.
Hi, Professor Holla, it's Perry.
Why, hello, Perry, how are you?
Fine, you?
Can't complain, dear. Busy herding the co-op students on their first assignments today. The first time is always a trying experience.
That's why I called, actually. You seem to have the student, I didn't get his name.
His name. You must mean Tristan.
Must be him. I was a little surprised, actually, when I heard a male voice on the support line.
I know. Modern progressive thinking and all. You know we have to call it fairy god parenting now.
I guess that's fair. I was just surprised, that's all. Don't your male students usually go for wizardry or knighthood or something like that?
I know. Men just don't have the sensitivity, the style, the endless list of traits required to be a proper godmother.
Godparent, right?
Sadly, yes. Still, there's nothing we can do. They'll just have to fail on their own.
Or not. There's always exceptions, right?
Well, perhaps there is, but I've yet to see one.
Listen, Professor Holla, about your Tristan. He called a while ago, not sure who gave him my number, but he seems lost.
Predictable.
He didn't seem to know that assignments need prepping.
The older girls in each group were supposed to give a quick tutorial on wish-granting. I find it's a great way to work on their communication skills. Lots of speech-making and fairy godmother... fairy godparenting.
He seemed to be working alone.
Is he? I'm not surprised. This one seems to be having a hard time socializing with his peers. Another important aspect of fairy godparenting.
I guess it must be hard being the odd one out. I don't think he has enough time to go back to the library and finish. Any chance for an extension?
Well, that's sweet of you to be concerned, dear. But that would hardly be fair to the others now, would it? But don't worry, Perry. You remember how much fieldwork we had to do during a year? One failure won't count for much in the end.
Assuming he fails.
Right. We mustn't assume.
Right, you are, Professor Holla. Wouldn't want any unfairness.
It's always a pleasure speaking with you, Perry. You should come to my office for tea sometime. Oh, and I'll let it go this time, but students using magic support is rather like cheating, isn't it?
Don't worry, Professor. It won't happen again. Bye.
We mustn't assume. Blech.
Directories, received calls. Here we go.
Hello?
Tristan, right? This is Perry, from earlier?
Oh, hi.
Name?
I'm sorry?
Your assignment, name?
Yvonne... Tsarevich? Why?
And... got it. Kid, this is your mobile, right?
Yes.
I'm sending you the location, just follow the directions.
Just a minute. Hey, he's pretty close, but, it seems like location is in a body of water. Is that a mistake?
This is fairy godparenting, kid. Just go with it. And no telling your professor I helped you.
Are you not supposed to be doing this? I mean, thank you.
No problem. Just find yourself a group next time, okay?
I'll try. It's just that the group seemed already formed before I got there, you know?
What do you mean?
It's like they all knew each other, like everyone knew each other for a while and just fell into groups before I showed up.
Oh, maybe you should talk to your mentor about this?
Professor Holla is my mentor.
Oh. I have another call. Good luck, kid.
Thanks for your help. I really appreciate it.
Sure. Bye. Hello, magic support. This is Perry.
Hiya. The daisy has been repotted. I repeat, the daisy has been repotted.
Good to know, Saffron. Should I close this assignment for you?
Slam that sucker shut. What else have you got for me?
It looks like the girls at the distress department haven't really found anything yet. But hey, you know how you're the top fairy godparent around here?
Best wish granter, hero guider, and villain foiler. I'm a walking, talking deus ex machina. Hard to imagine any story ending happily ever after without me.
It really is a hard thing to imagine.
You trying to get me to pay for lunch, Perry? Fine. Kebab on me. I'll ask the cook to make them extra burnt, just the way my favorite genie likes it.
That's sweet of you, Saffron. You're so generous. You know what I was thinking? Combining these two wonderful traits of yours, generosity and talent, to give back to your field in a really meaningful way.
What?
Helping the next generation of fairy godparent, for example?
Nope. The Academy has been trying to reel me into their stupid mentorship program for years. I work alone.
Okay, I understand. We should really focus on our own careers, shouldn't we?
True, girl.
I could learn a thing or two from you.
True again, girl.
You know what? I will. From now on, I'm going to be completely focused during work hours. I'll start by turning my mobile off.
Wait, what?
What?
Hold on just one sec.
Don't teleport without warning like that!
Don't do this to me, Perry. You're my secret weapon. I can't be top fairy without you.
I know this kid that could really use your help, Saffron. Besides, it would look really good on your resume.
So?
So they look at that stuff when they decide who to promote. Why do you think Professor Holla does it every year? Goodness of her heart.
Wait, will doing this somehow annoy the pompous prof?
Maybe, possibly, I'm not sure.
I'm in.
Great. Let me do the paperwork and
after
then...
After lunch. Hang up and let's go eat already.
Oh, right. Magic support, this is Perry.
Oh, thank God! I've been calling for ages!
I was at lunch. What's wrong?
There was this frog. I mean, this prince. It was Yvonne. Then the mermaids got the frog. Then hostage negotiations. And I guess that was going okay for a little while, but the fairy showed up with tridents, and stabbing, and...
Oh, you met your new mentor!
What?!
I just came back from sorting it out with your school. You can thank me later.
Did I hear you right? Ouch!
Take arms, young Tristan, and onward to victory!
She just threw a harpoon at me! I'm against violence. What do I do?
How about snatching that frog prince while the mermaids are distracted?
Right. I can do that.
And after that, ask Saffron to explain the mobile rule.
Fairy to mess with. Taste my glitter!
I gotta go. Frog. Where's that frog?
Saffron was played by Sarah Jane Nelson. Perry was played by Jinan Lidian. Tristan was played by Chris Vanderford, and Professor Holla was played by Sarah J. Nelson. Saffron and Perry was written by Jinan Lidian and directed by Sarah J. Nelson and Jinan Lidian. It was edited by Sarah J. Nelson. The music was Klitsy Goblin March by Eric Matthias. For comments or questions, please email us at saffronandperry@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening to our first episode. We think you made the right choice. We had some feedback from people who tried tasting it or smelling it, but it didn't work out as well.
Hey, if you'd like to check out more cool things, you should totally go to saffronandperry.tumblr.com. It's pretty groovy.